time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
It's back to work time for the House of Representatives while the Senate is out for another week. But leadership of both chambers head to the White House on Wednesday to try to begin untangling a mess of issues on the calendar this month. Funding the government, stabilizing the Affordable Care Act, renewing the Children's Health Insurance Program, dealing with DACA, boosting border security, and raising the debt limit among them. Government funding runs out on January 19th. Democrats want a fix for DACA and stabilizing Obamacare as part of a deal to keep the government open. Meanwhile, the nation is in a deep freeze.
Guys, it is freezing literally across the country, and temperatures are well below normal. Today's highs, and you can see running about 15 degrees below normal on the East Coast, but then once you get to the upper Midwest, 15 to 20 degrees below normal. So as we go through the day today, we are going to see temperatures warm just a little bit, but not much at all. This wind chill threat stretching all the way from North Dakota all the way down to central Florida. Here's why. Wind chills, teens and 20s all the way down to Florida, 10 and 20 below zero up in the Dakotas. And so we are talking about a deep freeze gripping all of the country, feeling like only 2 degrees in New York. But it's not over. We do have this winter storm that's going to develop later in the week. We already have storm watches in effect for the low country, and this is going to continue up the coast, a wintry mix for the Carolinas, and then up into New England by the time we get into Thursday. So we could look at the first nor'easter of 2018.
Iran's supreme leader on Tuesday blamed the protests there on enemies of Iran, who he said were meddling in its internal affairs. A state television reported that overnight clashes between protesters and security forces killed another 9 people. The largest demonstrations seen in Iran since its disputed 2009 presidential election have brought 6 days of unrest across the country and resulted in at least 21 deaths.
Crowds ripped down posters of Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei. They're angry about corruption and rising food and fuel prices. There you can hear people chanting, "The students are free."
Yeah, in fact, in the last few minutes, we've heard that Iran's defense minister has spoken, and it's sort of echoed in a way what we've been hearing from the president. And it's sort of what you would expect. He is saying that some of the problems are being fomented by an outside hand, by he's not naming countries, but he is pushing the blame outside the country. But he is also accepting that there are economic issues that need to be dealt with, and he said that the country's issues should be dealt with peacefully. But again, like we've heard from the president and others, a very strong message that people who are protesting should not foment disorder and should not break the law. This is the tone that's now being set by the government, which is interesting because there is an acceptance that these fundamental basic economic issues, the high unemployment, 25% for the youth, the increase in the rate of inflation, all of these are real issues, and there's a recognition here that this is something different that they're dealing with, and it's being expressed not just in economic terms, as we're hearing, but also in calls that are aimed at the theocracy, that are aimed at the fundamental supreme leader of the country.
In addition to targeting Iran, Trump has been tweeting about Pakistan. In his first tweet of 2018, the president said that the U.S. had foolishly given Pakistan $33 billion in aid over the last 15 years, and they've given us nothing but lies and deceit, thinking of our leaders as fools, adding, quote, "They give safe haven to the terrorists we hunt in Afghanistan with little help, no more." Pakistan's defense minister responded on Twitter, writing that they, as an anti-terror ally of the U.S., had given Washington land and air communication, military bases, and intelligence cooperation that, quote, "decimated al-Qaeda over the last 16 years, while America has given us nothing but invective and mistrust." The new year brings with it some new laws. From NBC News,
the new year brings retail sales of recreational marijuana to the nation's most populous state. It's legal today in California for adults over 21. Rules are strict. It must be sold in sealed, child-resistant packages. Shops must close by 10 p.m. Oregon bans selling cigarettes to anyone under 21, including e-cigarettes known as vapes. It's the fourth state to do so. Maine becomes the fifth in July. A new law in Tennessee makes it illegal to drive through a school zone while holding a cell phone. That includes texting or reading, even talking. Drivers under 18 can't use the phone at all in school zones, even hands-free. New York today begins enforcing the nation's most comprehensive law requiring employers to give paid family leave, eventually up to 12 weeks a year, such as when there's a newborn or a sick family member at home. In Vermont, the boss can no longer demand usernames or passwords to get into the social media accounts of employees or job applicants. Gun owners in California starting today cannot get ammunition through the mail. They must buy it in person at a licensed dealer, a step toward eventual background checks.
The new year brings a 1.9% pay raise for the nation's 2 million federal workers, on average $140 a month.
And that's our first look at What's News for 2018. I'm Nicole Sandler, planning to continue our What's News reports and the Nicole Sandler Show this year. But I need your help. My work is 100% listener funded. If you can, please help support my efforts. Find out how at NicoleSandler.com/donate.